So you've spent all this sweat and tears, and you've worked so hard getting your garden to grow, and you've kept the weeds out, and you've planted, you've fertilized, you've done everything, and the plants are coming up, man, they're looking good. And now all of a sudden, you've got some unwanted guests that show up and want to eat you out of house and home. How in the world do you keep those critters out? Well, one of the easiest ways is fencing them out. And what I like to do, deer, of course, are high jumpers. And so some of this I'm going to just tell you about some tricks that we have been using here so that you can keep these deer out and some of the raccoons and these maybe possums and everything else that's coming wanting to eat all your produce up. What we like to do here is take longer poles, basically, and instead of stakes or posts, take a longer pole that's maybe 6 foot, that's maybe sticking out of the ground, and we bring them out instead of straight up and down. We like to diagonal them facing away from the garden. So in other words, you put them in diagonal into the ground, leaving about 5 to 6 feet out of the ground, diagonal facing out of the ground, away from your garden. And then I like to put at least three strands of wire up. You can use a slick wire. And what I like to do, you put three up because you want one that's low, close to the ground. You want one in the middle, and you want one as far up as you can get it because of those jumping deer. A lot of times you put them out diagonal because whenever the deer jump, they'll kind of jump into it instead of jumping over it. That way, whenever they do hit it, that scares them. They don't want to mess around there anymore, and they'll leave that area for a while. Now, a lot of times you will, I like to always put some electricity on it if it's possible. And what I like to do is, there's different ways of doing that. There is some solar powered boxes now that you can get that you don't have to be anywhere close to electricity. Or if the garden is closer to your home, you can use maybe a drop cord and put a drop cord out there and plug in your electrical box for the system. But that's not, you know, you don't have to do that, but I always like to do electrical cord if it's possible because a lot of times that electricity will keep animals away just by the smell of it, by the feel of it, the voltage that's coming off of it when they get close by. And of course, if they touch it, they'll definitely run away. Now, I like to keep one or two, I like, if I can, possibly two of the wires hot, the bottom one close to the ground, and maybe the top one from time to time, depending, and maybe switch the middle one and the top one from being hot from time to time, depending on what you're going to be doing with it. If you try to electrify all of them, sometimes your voltage will drop and you won't have a good enough shock whenever something does touch it. So I like always just maybe getting two of them hot if you possibly can. Now, it's very important to make sure, probably the most important thing about electrical fencing is the grounding. A lot of people don't understand this, but I've had a lot of experience. Dad always used to use me as the fence tester, and I always get me a piece of grass, and I would stick it to the fence, and the closer I got to my fingers, if I didn't feel a jolt, I know that the fence wasn't as hot as it should be. So you should be feeling a jolt every once in a while whenever it gets pretty close to your fingers, maybe sometimes just whenever you're touching it with a long grass piece anyway. So grounding is so important because what happens is whenever you touch that wire, the electricity has to come from the box, down the wire, into your hand, up your arm, down your body, out your shoes, into the ground, and go make a connection all the way back to the ground rods that are in the ground. So grounding is very important. On a large farm that has a lot of cattle and they're using electrical fences, they're needing at least 3 6-foot rods in the ground, and they're all connected to one another and connected to the box. Now, in your situation where if you've got a small area, you don't have to do that, you might have to maybe just put down one ground rod into the ground, maybe 4 to 6 feet long if that's possible. But the more ground rods that you have, the better the shock will be, the better the voltage. Now, let's talk a little bit about the deer. A lot of times people say, well, I've put a fence up. It just doesn't seem to be working, Anthony. What can I do? Well, if you got electrified, a little trick that I like to use is get you some aluminum foil, make a small 6 to 7 inch form of it, and then let it hang it on to the fence itself, and then put some peanut butter on the very end of it, and then go and turn your fence back on. Well, what that will do is as the deer come in anyway, they're going to come to your garden anyway, and they're going to smell that peanut butter. They're going to go to the peanut butter first because they like peanut butter. Their nose is going to get close. They're going to get a little shocked. They're going to say, oh, I don't like this, and I'm out of here. And so they'll keep them away a little bit longer. And I like that, again, like that lower wire as close to the ground as you possibly can get it, because of the coons and things of that nature that's going to be coming in trying to get your sweet corn and all your produce. But you've got to make sure that there's not a lot of grass growing up on that last wire. So you might need to make sure you weeded it off, or make sure that it's cut close enough, because more grass, more things that's touching that last wire, the lower the voltage. So hopefully these are some tips that you'll use, and hopefully keep those unwelcome guests from getting into your produce.